1. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one, giving a field report this Thursday, November 2nd, 2023, after last night's monitoring of House TV. Again, you can just go to house.mi.gov, scroll down on your phone. The session channel is where you click on to watch the floor of the House of Representatives. Listened to all the speeches, heard what they had to say, and I'm going to go over a little bit in detail here what Angela Regas had to say. She's from the House Freedom Caucus. As a woman, she got up and explained her own personal situation. This is a synopsis provided to us by MERS News Service. Not exactly everything she said, all the details that she went into. But basically, State Representative Angela Regas got up in her floor speech and said that back in 2003, 20 years ago, she was unwed, uninsured, and found out that she was pregnant. At the time, she was pro-choice, very liberal in her views, until she found out she was pregnant, that she had a life inside of her. After enduring two miscarriages and suffering another, Regas received dilation and the DNC procedure to remove the fetus, which is also the same process they use in abortions. She fell ill with a life-threatening infection from the procedure. During the speech, one of her comments was, "You have a radical Democrat legislature that is so obsessed with having the full ability to kill children at will that they're willing to risk mothers' lives to achieve that end. This is sick. The Democrats that serve in the legislature are sick individuals." After the speech, it was over, she said, "I will go back to my district tomorrow, and I will be thanked for my efforts, trying to win the hearts and minds of these demonic people. I will pray for them, because let me tell you what, hell is going to be an awful hot place for these people and those who voted for this crap tonight. I'm Angela Regas, and that's all I have to say," end quote. During other floor speeches, State Representative Josh Shriver, Republican from Oxford, was gaveled out for saying the package deserved to be called what it was, legalized murder. Well, the speaker, acting speaker, muted the microphone, even though Josh stood there at the podium, even when she failed to recognize him to finish his speech, she moved on to other speakers. He stood there for over 10 minutes. Waiting to be re-recognized, and she wouldn't do it. The Muslim Democrat Abraham Ayish from Hamtramck said, "Anyone suggesting members of the chamber are committing murder is egregiously overstepping their First Amendment rights." The acting chair, again, Lori Podhutsky, Democrat from Livonia, said that a choice was made tonight to to get as much done through the legislation as they could without potential litigation. See, they even know that some of these bills that they passed are going to be challenged in court. But the primary bills, 4949, 4951, 4953, 54, 55, 56, which remove judicial references to abortion and modifies the state's School Aid Act, Occupational Code Act, and expunging any laws that would cause criminal laws to be prosecuted against doctors, they all went through. Also, the Senate bills, Sarah Anthony from Lansing, Senator, Senate Bill 474 eliminates reporting requirements for abortion providers on the types of abortions they oversee. Another Senate Bill 476 redefines abortion regarding the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. That was eliminated. And also, Senator Megan Kavanaugh's Senate Bill 477, which eliminated the prohibition on students getting information regarding abortions and referring them to abortion clinics. Those all passed. So, again, 24-hour waiting period stands, and Medicaid dollars will not be used to pay for abortions. Thanks to one Democrat, Karen Whitsitt from Detroit. Not the Republicans, one Democrat in the House. This is how slim their majority is, folks. So what's the answer? Well, if the Republicans can take back the majority in the House this upcoming November 2024, basically a year from now, in a presidential election where the turnout will be huge, they can stop the funding of many of these things because their constitutional state constitution requirement is a budget. And Whitmer's got a problem. $82 billion budget that she spent every single dollar left over from COVID, China virus, all that money is gone. There is no way they're going to be able to replicate and continue this level of spending next year's budget, especially if the House is taken back with a Republican majority. Now, one thing that must happen, we need to press the Republicans if and when they get the majority back. Matt Hall cannot be the speaker. They need somebody else to be the speaker. Somebody that's willing to stand up to this evil that the Democrats are pushing on our state. That's number one. Number two, somebody that's willing to say, sorry, Governor, we're not passing your budget. We have to make cuts. The China virus money is gone, and we cannot replace it with increasing taxes on the people of the state of Michigan, because that's ultimately her plan. Without the COVID money, she's going to want to raise taxes. That's what she's going to try to sell. Well, hopefully the Republicans having the majority next year after the presidential election can put a stop to it. And then ultimately it's going to end up being the 2026 election. Every 8 years, we go from a Republican governor to a Democrat, from a Democrat to a Republican. This cycle has been going on. Hopefully with the right Republican candidate to defeat Jocelyn Benson, who's gearing up to run for governor in 2026. I have a story for today's show. We're going to talk about it. First day, she opens up a PAC under the guise of, quote, protecting Michigan's democracy. She raised over $600,000 from three donors for her PAC that's going to basically back her governor run in 2026. That's coming. Mark my words, she will be the chosen candidate. Mike Dugan, the mayor of Detroit, oh, he's going to try to threaten her with a primary challenge. Well, they'll negotiate something. She will basically be anointed and run unopposed in the Democrat primary. But here is the bottom line to all of this. The bottom line to all of this. There is hope because everything they did last night was legislatively done through the House and the Senate, now sent to the governor for signature. But it can be undone with a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and a Republican governor someday. That's what we have to fight for. That's what we have to explain to the public. That's what we have to do is educate, educate, educate. And I believe they are going to not control the media on some of these abortion results. Without privileges at a local hospital, unfortunately, some women might end up being injured and or possibly die from what they passed last night. And I think their families are going to get the word out. The news stories will come out and the general public will see what the Democrats did last night and the ramifications of it. When that information gets out, maybe we needed those safeguards. Republicans could do it, but people need to be educated. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Last segment of hour number one. A couple of other text messages coming in. Randy, what about the voting machines? What about the ballot stuffing? What about the drop boxes? How is any Republican governor going to ever win? Okay, let me explain something. This has already happened, folks, in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat governor, was defeated by Glenn Youngkin because of the numbers, because of the turnout. They overwhelmed the system in such large numbers that the cheating potentially that was happening in the state of Virginia could not offset the turnout. Stop blaming the machines. Even though they passed certain laws last night regarding our elections, and I'm going to get into that in the next hour, it doesn't matter. Because number one, the volume cannot be projected. That's their problem. They cannot anticipate turnout. So for every fraudulent ballot they create from a vacant lot that's voting or from people showing up at the polls being told you've already voted, the local clerks are already on notice that people are going to challenge those ballots. And assume that somebody votes for you because you haven't voted in a while. And you finally have listened to these stories of what's going on in Lansing, seeing how the Democrats have just rammed their agenda through. And you're like, you know what? I haven't voted in years. I've been deer hunting, whatever. I'm going to get out and vote next year. Well, you haven't voted in the last four presidential elections, so they probably have been voting for you. But you don't know because you never tried to go and vote. You've been in your deer stand. So who did that ballot that they used for your name on the qualified voter file, how did they vote? Probably voted for the Democrats. That's who I'm saying is manipulating these empty voter files. That's basically what they're called. Empty, meaning there's no data. You haven't voted. You're registered, but you haven't voted. Well, assume that they used it and voted for all the Democrats. Well, when you go to vote in person and the clerk hands you a ballot because you tell him and signed a statement, I did not vote, I want my ballot, who are you going to vote for? Probably most likely the other party. If they voted a illegal ballot that's counted, there's no way of knowing which ballot it was, and you vote Republican, they cancel each other out. It's a net effective gain of zero for either party. But at least you neuter the Democrat false ballot. They can't calculate that in the system. There's no way they can counter it. That qualified voter file has been used. So it's off the list. Where we have to get out and educate the people, inform the people, get them engaged, is the other people that haven't voted. And you know who the biggest, largest block of those voters are? Christians. People who go to church and don't vote. That is going to be the push. Deer hunters that are too busy to vote because they're either baiting their deer pile or they're in the woods on bow season and rifle season and do not participate in the elections. Those people need to be educated. And then lastly, and I know people disagree with me on this one, young people. Our college kids need to understand what's going on. Stop listening to the professors at the colleges and the universities. Start listening to the parents. You need to talk to your kids and your grandkids. You need to lay this out, this vision of their future, that if they don't wake up and participate in the process to counter the other young people that are getting recruited, registered to vote on college campuses, listening to the professors, buying into their liberal socialist agenda, you have to counter those votes. If you start counting enough of these votes, the system can't calculate that. It'll be overwhelmed, and that's how this is going to work. We have to wake up and participate and get others to do the same. Hour number two, we're moving on to other bills that was passed. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, mypillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of